First of all, tell me why you think you would make a good counselor.
Yeah, I think it's an important role to play, to represent. It's important to have your constituents represented to your fellow council members, and it's an important job to have, and I think I would take it very seriously, and yeah, I'm excited about it.
What qualities do you think you have as a person that would make you fit to be a representative?
Yeah, well, it's you know I'm a tradesman, it's there's those good questions. I've worked on a lot of very, very large projects, and been in managerial roles in those situations, and obviously there have been many, many roundtable discussions about how best to go about these projects, and to be able to be professional in your conduct and your discussions. You may not agree with what the other guys want to do, but it's an open table, and being able to present your ideas in a concise and professional manner, it offers a benefit to the crew and the company, and I think that affords a lot of efficacy Yeah, I think it'll just be great to be able to bounce ideas off of other council members in a professional way.
What do you think are some of the major issues in the township right now?
Yeah, I think it's South Crosby, so that's are you talking about the township in general, or are you speaking more just specifically to South Crosby?
Either or, whatever you feel you needs to be addressed pretty much right away.
Yeah, well, one it's one of those things. I think it's really important that the members and the general public feel represented, to the council members, and being under the public employ, it's very important to take that job seriously. So just not just yeah, just being able to, collect the ideas and get them to council, and kind of get things, get everybody on the same page, as far as where people may or may not be frustrated or ideas that they have. Like, if you think about it, right? So South Crosby, there's probably 2,500 people who are eligible to vote, and say we get a voter turnout of 50%, that's 1,200 people who are invested and intrigued and care about municipal politics, and those are a lot of voices, and those are a lot of ideas, and they're going to be conflicting ones, obviously, right? So it's just important that everybody feels heard and respected in general. Yeah.
Have you been following the current term of council and some of the issues they've been discussing?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and what do you think about how some of these have been addressed? I know the Chantry Office is a big topic of conversation. Where do you lie on that?
It's yeah. So the Chantry. How do you want to know how I feel about the Chantry office?
Sure.
Yeah. So public works. Public works play a pretty integral role, I think, and just the overall health of a community. Doing a renovation, and it creates a lot of jobs, and it gets people inspired and excited. It also affords an opportunity to have very frank discussions about money and how money should be effectively spent. I think generally speaking, it's we they have the experts in, and they've been doing as good of a job as I think they can be, in getting public opinion on these public works. And yeah, I think investing in the community is a really, really, really important role that councillors have and play a role in. Yeah.
What do you make of the divide that sits among council right now, and how would you come in if you were to be elected and address or kind of work with the council that is pretty divided?
Yeah, I think it's really important to just come in with a level head. You know, I'm young. You know, I wouldn't be. It's a really great question. It's a very unfortunate situation to be in whenever it comes to council, because you know they are employed under the public. By the public, and they have a very important job to do. And whenever things get convoluted on council and not counterproductive, it's not only is it a waste of money, but it's a waste of everybody's time. So I think it's just really important it's just really important to just be able to sit down and professionally disagree with people, you know. And if you can do that, then you can get a lot done. You know, and I think that's one of the things that I bring to the table.
How long have you lived in Rideau Lakes?
Yeah, so my wife and I, we took a drive through Delta, God, probably 7 years ago, and we bought the Jubilee building. So I've been in the area for 12 years, 12, 11 years. 10, yeah, sorry, 10 and a half years. It'll be 11 years in October. And but we bought the building in Rideau Lakes in Delta 6 years ago now.
Okay, and why did you decide now that you felt this was the right time for you to run for this vacant seat?
It's a great question. I feel that it's an opportunity. You know, I think. Generally speaking, there's a bit of a divide and frustration whenever it comes to the general public seeing how councilors are getting along with each other. And I think it really is an opportunity to just get my name out there, and I would be a very different counselor. I'm young. I'm 36 years old, you know, so obviously the changes that we would see on council, like my kids would appreciate them, you know, whereas a lot of the other counselors are a little bit older, you know, these are their retirement dreams that they're living with. And that's great to see. They have grandchildren as well. I'm not discounting that, but I am much younger than the rest of the counselors.
Okay. Before I let you go, is there anything else you feel like we should mention that I didn't touch on?
No, I appreciate your time. You know, I'm sure there's other things that are going to come up, and I just want to, I hope you feel free to call me again. We can do another Zoom call at your convenience, as always. And, I'm excited about it.